Anticipating increased traffic through the Bering Strait as retreating sea ice opens up the Arctic Ocean to more vessels, the Coast Guard is accepting public comments on proposed vessel routes off northwestern Alaska.
We get, I think, around 400 transits up through that part a year. Now, generally, that's about 200 vessels because some of those are repeat customers.
Rear Admiral Daniel Abel, commander of the Coast Guard's 17th District, says traffic has essentially doubled over the last 7 years. The Coast Guard's port access route study is intended to reduce accidents and promote efficient traffic between the Bering and Chukchi Seas.
So this will help control how vessels get basically from the Aleutians all the way up to then turn with the Northwest Passage or the Northern Sea Route. So this is going to be a huge step forward on getting our arms around routing of the vessels in and out of the Arctic.
The proposed traffic lanes would run from Unimak Pass in the Aleutian Islands, a slight jog around the west side of Nunavak Island, and up through the Bering Strait. Traffic from Asia would pass the west end of St. Lawrence Island before entering the Bering Strait. The four-mile-wide, two-way routes were designed to avoid active commercial fishing grounds or environmentally sensitive areas.
Generally, it would be voluntary, to be honest with you, because making it mandatory would probably be extensive with International Maritime Organization. The goal would be, by making it voluntary, eventually insurance companies and agents would ask, well, why didn't you follow what the Coast Guard recommended? And that would reinforce the voluntary nature of the access routes to and from the Arctic.
I think it makes sense to provide some order, some predictability, to manage the risk by prescribing where vessels should and should not go.
Ed Page, head of the Marine Exchange, a Juneau nonprofit specializing in maritime information and vessel tracking, expects ships would occasionally have to deviate from the proposed lanes to avoid Bering Sea ice.
I think a lot of this is focused on locking the barn door before the horse gets out type of philosophy. Let's put some safety measures in place before it builds too far and too extreme. Some controls, some procedures, some risk mitigating visions are in place early on and after the fact.
In just 5 years of statistics compiled by the Coast Guard, tanker vessels, tugs, and adventurers are among the vessel types that have dramatically increased in numbers through the Bering Strait. Page says some of those vessels include oil tankers and bulk zinc ore carriers heading to Asia from ports above the Russian Far East. Traffic density recently fluctuated with offshore oil exploration efforts, but it's still very low. As an example, it's barely 5% of the traffic in southeast Alaska waters.
Down here in Juneau, we have about 7,000 vessels traipsing right by Juneau every year between the cruise ships and the ferries and the tugboats and cargo vessels that go to Greens Creek and what have you.
Page doesn't believe Arctic marine traffic will really increase much within the next 20 years. Bulk carriers may try it, but there's still too much uncertainty about ocean floor charting and the dynamic ice pack. It makes it a risky route for container vessels on time-sensitive schedules.
You need to have reliability. You have to make sure it shows up on Tuesday. And it's, it'll be there when we get there. It depends on the weather. It depends on the ice. No, that's not acceptable.
Page also says it's unlikely that responsible shippers would take on the high liability with using vessels that don't meet the Polar Code, adopted in November by the United Nations International Maritime Organization. The Polar Code sets standards for design, construction, equipment, operations, training, search and rescue, and environmental protection for vessels in Arctic and Antarctic waters. It goes into effect in 2017. Rear Admiral Daniel Abel of the Coast Guard says the proposed traffic route and Polar Code are only two elements of a broader effort to increase governance, safety, and security in the Arctic. He says the last leg of the three-legged stool includes the just-created Arctic Waterways Safety Committee.
And it brings together all the stakeholders and partners in the port, industry, communities, in this particular case, the villages, Alaskan natives, the subsistence communities. And we turn to them on what would you like in your transportation system as far as routing, regulation, and we turn to them for best consensus on Coast Guard management of this system.
Public comments are being taken on the proposed port access route study until June. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.